This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri XREL, Melvin Anderson, relator v. Honorable Mark Prayer, respondent and State of Missouri XREL. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, relator v. Honorable Mark Prayer, respondent, decided August 25, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In Division State of Missouri XREL, Melvin Anderson, relator, v. Honorable Mark Prayer, respondent, knows SD38672 and SD38866 consolidated and filed August 25, 2025, State of Missouri XRL. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, relator, via Honorable Mark Prayer, respondent. Original proceedings in prohibition, preliminary writs of prohibition made permanent. We are presented with a highly unusual circumstance in which the judge presiding over criminal proceedings accepted conflicting jury verdicts, discharged the jury, then passed away before the conflicting nature of the verdicts was brought to the court's attention. Relator, the two successor judge, allowed some verdicts to stand, set aside some verdicts, and ordered a new trial. Anderson and the Missouri Attorney General filed competing writ petitions with this court, seeking to prohibit further proceedings by the trial court, albeit for different reasons. We granted preliminary writs of prohibition and now make them permanent. Background. The state's third amended information alleged Anderson had committed 8 offenses: first-degree murder, kidnapping, second-degree felony murder, predicated on death that occurred during the kidnapping, second-degree domestic assault, 2 counts of armed criminal action, unlawful use of a weapon, and evidence tampering. After hearing the evidence, receiving instructions from the court, and retiring to deliberate, the jury returned 10 verdict forms. They found Anderson guilty of domestic assault and unlawful use of a weapon, and acquitted Anderson of kidnapping, evidence tampering, felony murder predicated on death during a kidnapping, and the associated armed criminal action charge. As to count Y, the first-degree murder charge, which also was submitted on the lesser included offense of second-degree murder, and count 2, the associated armed criminal action charge, the jury's verdict forms reflected findings that were not only inconsistent, but directly contradictory and mutually exclusive. As to count Y, we, the jury, find the defendant Melvin D. Anderson guilty of murder in the second degree. As to count Y, we, the jury, find the defendant Melvin D. Anderson not guilty. As to count 2, we, the jury, find the defendant Melvin D. Anderson guilty. As to count 2, we, the jury, find the defendant Melvin D. Anderson not guilty. 1. The jury's conflicting verdicts could be harmonized to reflect an intent to find Anderson not guilty of first-degree murder, guilty of the lesser included offense of second-degree murder, and guilty of armed criminal action associated with second-degree murder, but not first-degree murder. It is not our prerogative to determine the intent of the jury as to its verdicts, based upon 3. The court polled the jurors, who all answered that those were their verdicts. 2. The court accepted these verdicts for the record as the verdicts of the jury, thanked the jurors for their service, and discharged the jury. 3. The court's docket entry reads, jury returns. Verdict of guilty on CTI, second degree. CT2, armed criminal action associated with count 1. Count 3, second degree domestic assault. And count 7, unlawful use of a weapon. A sentencing hearing was docketed for a later date. In the days that followed, neither Anderson nor the state raised the issue of the contradictory verdicts. Anderson's timely motion for new trial did not challenge the verdicts as being inconsistent or contradictory. That motion remained pending when the trial judge passed away. The Supreme Court of Missouri appointed respondent to preside over Anderson's pending criminal case. The inconsistency of the verdicts was raised for the first time in Anderson's amended motion for new trial, filed nearly 9 months after the verdicts had been accepted and entered. nearly a full year after the entry of the verdicts, the court granted Anderson's amended motion for new trial because defects, inconsistencies, and ambiguities in the verdicts resulted in no final verdict in proper form for the trial court to accept. The case was docketed for a new jury trial on inferences, conjecture, and speculation. State versus Zimmerman, 941, S.W. Tude, 821, 825, Moab, W.D., 1997. Two polling jurors. Whether the returned verdicts were their verdicts will not resolve conflicting, inconsistent verdicts, especially if the court is unaware of the inconsistency at that time. Edinus at 825 to 26. 3. The proper course of action would have been for the court to refuse to accept the inconsistent verdict.